16. Going mobile. There had been a smell in the weeks after, like hot oven cleaner catching at the back of the throat. Had it ever gone entirely away? She concentrates on her breakfast, eggs poached to perfection and toast sliced from a loaf of slightly alien dimensions. The two slices of bacon are crisp and very flat as though they've been ironed. High-end Japanese hotels interpret Western breakfast the way the Rickson's makers interpret the MA-1. She pauses, fork halfway from plate, looking toward the closet where she'd hung her jacket the night before. Blue Ant Tokyo has been charged with helping her in any way it can. When she's finished eating, cleaning her plate with the final corner of the last slice of toast, she pours a second cup of coffee and looks up the local Blue Ant number on her laptop. She dials it on her cell and hears someone say, "Mushi mushi," which always makes her smile. She asks for Jennifer Brossard and tells her, no preface other than hello, that she needs a black MA-1 flying jacket reproduction by Buzz Rickson's in the Japanese equivalent of an American men's size 38. Anything else? They're impossible to find. People order them a year in advance. Is that all you need? Yes, thanks. Shall we send it to the hotel? Yes, thank you. Bye then, Jennifer Brossard clicks off. Case hits end and stares briefly out at blue sky and oddly shaped towers. Her requests don't have to make any sense, she gathers, which is interesting. When the psychosomatic oven cleaner starts to stage a comeback, it's time to do more things, preferably purposeful things, to unremember. She showers, dresses, emails Parker Boy. Mushi mushi, I hope you've gotten Judy out of that elastic bandage. She makes a great keiko. I'll have that printed out and personally inscribed, and after that, it's up to you. Got a laptop that goes cellular, though I haven't figured out how to do that yet, but I'm taking it with me today, and I will. I'll be checking my mail, and here's the number of my cell here if you need to go to voice. She checks the number of her phone and types it in. All I can do now is wait for you to hook me up with Taki. She's spoken with Parker Boy twice before, and both times it's been odd in the way that initial telephone conversations with people you've gotten to know well on the net, yet have never met, are odd. She considers opening the latest from her mother, but decides it might be too much, after that waking reverie. It often is. Downstairs in the business center, an exquisite girl in something like the Miyake version of an office lady uniform inkjets the Keiko image on a stiff sheet of super glossy 8.5 by 11.